Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Police Force Area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Prad Baines, Liberal Democrats. Don Gerard, the Justice and Anti-Corruption Party. Donna Jones, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Becky Williams, Labour and Cooperative Party. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Hampshire and Isle of Wight. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Prad Baines, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. As I talk to people across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, they feel let down on crime and anti-social behaviour. It's time for change. I have four priorities. Policing, not politics. In 2024-25, Hampshire's Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner will cost taxpayers £3 million. The Liberal Democrats believe in abolishing police and crime commissioners. I will return policing to the professionals and switch money back to the front line. Work with communities. Since 2019, the number of police community support officers has fallen by 23% in Hampshire. I want to restore community policing and have stronger action on antisocial behaviour, with officers having time to focus on preventing and solving crime. I also want to end disproportionate stop and search. In Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, people from black communities are much more likely to be stopped and searched. This damages trust in police and isn't delivering the results that any community wants. I want the police to work better with all Hampshire's communities and rebuild the trust so essential for cutting crime. Fairer police, funding. With most police funding decided nationally, Hampshire does badly. Around £41.6 million worse off than it needs. We have fewer police officers than in 2010. I will stand up for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, fight for fairer funding, and work to reverse the fall in police numbers. Listening to you. I want to hear what you think about policing in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Let me know your views today via https://crimesurvey.pradbaines.com. baines.uk. This election address has been prepared by Martin Todd, Winchester Liberal Democrats, Bar End Road, Winchester, SO23 9NP. Contact details. Website https://crimesurvey.pradbaines.uk. Email prad@pradbaines.uk. Don Gerard, the Justice and Anti-Corruption Party. Election Statement. I was born and lived for most of my life in Hampshire. I was a partner in a major international law firm, where I founded its IP/IT law department, and have been a local councillor in Liss and Liphook since 2003. In 2010, I co-founded the Justice and Anti-Corruption Party, an independent party dedicated to obtaining justice for victims of abuse of power and exposing and combating political and other corruption. I stood in 2012 and 2016 PCC elections because of my concern about the continued collapse of our criminal justice system. I campaigned against the closing of our courts, police stations, and post offices. We need these vital local services paid for through our taxes. It is fundamental to the criminal justice system that the judiciary and the police must be entirely independent of Parliament and local councils who pass the laws and make up the rules. I believe it was totally wrong that the PCCs could effectively be chosen by a political party. That was a route to providing unnecessary, well-paid jobs to retired policemen and clapped-out councillors, and would inevitably lead to cronyism and corruption. That is exactly what has happened in police forces across the country. There was nothing wrong with the old system of local police authorities, which were democratic, transparent, and much cheaper. So if elected, I shall consult with the major political parties on how to disband the present system as soon as possible after the general election. I shall not take a salary for doing a job which should never have been created. I sincerely hope that in this way I can contribute to the restoration of a criminal justice system which we can trust and be proud of. Prepared by Paul Hartley, 4 Festing Road, Southsea, Portsmouth, Hampshire. Contact details. Telephone number 014-205-380-08. Website http://www.jacparty.org.uk. Email don@gerard.me.uk. Donna Jones, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Election statement. Background. Donna has been the Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight since 2012. Her professional background is in banking. From 2014 to 2018, she was the leader of Portsmouth City Council. Throughout the last 15 years, Donna has combined her experience in the private and public sectors to improve public services. As PCC, she represents over 250,000 businesses. To support this, she is on the board of the Hampshire Chamber of Commerce. Experience. Donna served as a magistrate for 16 years, teaching her about offenders and the criminal justice system. She works with probation service, prisoners, and the CPS. She chairs the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Criminal Justice Board. Since July 2023, Donna has chaired the National Association of PCCs, which makes her one of the four national police leaders working with the Home Office. She sits on the National Policing Board, chaired by the Home Secretary, and co-chairs the National Policing Strategic Partnership. As PCC, Donna has delivered a local bobby for every community, with their name, phone number and email address published. https://hampshirealert.co.uk/content/all local areas. 650 more police officers. Funding to reopen 10 new police stations and front counters. Fixed 101 call service, with call waiting times now under 4 minutes. Introduced a new victims hub. Commissioned £11 million plus of victim and perpetrator support programmes, helping to make our communities safer. If re-elected, Donna will deliver 75 more police officers next 12 months. Open more police stations and front counters. Crack down on shoplifting and retail crime. Deliver a rural crime task force. Invest in making our roads safer. Reduce serious violence. Ensure people reporting a crime get feedback. This has been prepared by David Pugh, election agent of Office 1, Folly Hill Farm, Itchenstoke, Alresford, SO24 9TF. Contact details. Website https://www.donnajones.org.uk. Email info@donnajones.org.uk. https://Twitter/DonnaJonesPCC. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/DonnaJonesPCC. Instagram https://www.instagram.com/DonnaJonesPCC. Becky Williams, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. My name is Becky Williams. I am asking for your support to be elected as your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. I am committed, hardworking, and ready to be your voice in policing and crime matters. Safety, justice, and community welfare are not just political issues. They're about real lives, real families, and the future we all share. And this is where my priorities are rooted. Our county police force are experts in operational policing. As your elected representative, I will work closely with the Chief Constable. But your voice needs to be heard. I will listen, and I will act. Your priorities inform my plan and are therefore my priorities. These include addressing and tackling antisocial behaviour, including street-attached drinkers, drugs, and retail crime and abuse of staff, violence against women and girls, and responding to domestic violence against all individuals, regardless of gender, theft of personal items, vehicles, and rural crime, youth crime and tackling low-level antisocial behaviour before it escalates, including knife crime, cyber and online crime, hate crime, ensuring victims are heard and treated with dignity and respect, getting the justice they deserve, appropriate ways of responding to mental health crime-related issues. At the forefront of this plan is increasing the visibility of police officers in your community. It also includes developing and strengthening successful partnerships within our local communities and developing innovative programs. During my professional career, all my roles have been centered in providing excellent service with honesty, compassion, integrity, and excellence being my core values. If elected, this will also be true, a responsibility I will not take for granted. Thank you for your support. Becky. Prepared by Barry Jones, 3-16 Abbey House, 282 Farnborough Road, Farnborough, GU14 7NA. Contact details. Telephone 07704-233-102. Website https://www.beckywilliamslabour.co.uk. Email hello@beckywilliamslabour.co.uk. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Hampshire and Isle of Wight. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Hampshire and Isle of Wight. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Hampshire and Isle of Wight on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Baines, Prad, Liberal Democrats, Gerard, Don, the Justice and Anti-Corruption Party, Jones, Donna, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, Williams, Becky, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Mark Richard Health, Civic Centre, Southampton, SO14 7LY. returning.officer@southampton.gov.uk. 023-8083-2245. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.